You're listening to episode 334 of Women Worldwide. How much do you think about the choices you make and how they affect the change in your life? My guest today has a lot to share about choices and change, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. How are you doing and how are you feeling? Hope you're all well and safe as we continue to navigate COVID and now Delta. Okay, it's a new week, and that means another really interesting guest who has some great advice for you. So I'm going to get right to it. The topic is choice and change. They go together. And if you make the right choices, you get the change that you want so that your path is brighter, it's better, it's where you want to be. And that is a segue to my special guest today. Joining me on the show is Cass Thomas. And Cass is a successful entrepreneur. She's a motivational speaker, and she is also an empowerment business coach. She's a best-selling author, and she is now debuting her new book, Dancing with Riches. I love this title. So I could go on and on about Cass, but I think it's better that she joins the conversation, shares her story and advice with you. Cass, great to have you on Women Worldwide. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And I lined it up all about choices and change. But that first question is so important because everybody wants to know, how did you get to the point in your career when you wanted to help people to make the right choices, to get the change and to find the unity between the two?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting. That's what pops for me is from a child, I always was able to see the truth of who people are, not what they're doing, but who they are. So I was always, you know, trying to lighten up their heavy steps. You know what I mean? And so moving forward in life and knowing that that is actually what I'm doing. But I was doing it as a child, you know? So what is it that we've been doing since we were born that actually we choose as a career without connecting the dots with that?
That is truly a calling to recognize something that you're doing as a child and to go with that and to make that choice, right? And I'm sure that created a lot of change for you. Cass, why would somebody prevent themselves or sort of take a predictable path? Why would that happen? And how would you help them?
Well, you know, so many of us find role models or are trying to follow a pre-established path, you know? And even if it's uncomfortable for us, we think that that is what the sign of success is. But what I really advise people is to truly follow your intuition. And how do you know how to follow your intuition? And I talk all about this and all the time is how to connect with you, how to recognize what's in line with your vibe. You know what I mean? And so that's what we're here for. And if you're willing to actually connect with that intuition that you have, then those choices get easy for you.
That's really interesting that you said that, because being in line with your vibe and information comes to you when you're aligned with yourself, but it's so difficult to get to. I call it setting your level to calm. And I do a lot of work with executives on the media training and presentation side. And if they don't get calm, if you can't relax, then what would be natural instinct doesn't come through. So what are some of the ways that you would instruct people to find this vibe, to relax and trust your intuition?
You know, it's so easy, and we don't usually like think that what is easy is the right thing to do, because we have to work at it. So what if it were not difficult? Even something as simple as feeling your heartbeat, you know? And sometimes we get so stressed, right? And that you could put your hand on your heart and right. You totally don't feel it, right? So yeah. you try your pulse, you know? But the point about it is, yes, it's just a small thing to do, but you are actually taking a moment, dedicating that to yourself, and actually connecting with what is your beat, the way your heart beats is different than mine. And that actually allows us to connect with our intuition. And a lot of people are, you know, making choices. I've got a client who's a big executive in a bank, and he became a client because they told him, you're perfect with the structure and following things the way you think that they should go and until you get to the end. But you don't seem to have any intuition. So when in times of change with this pandemic, for example, how do you know which way to go, what choices to make, what is going to create more in the future? If you're connected with you and you're following your intuition, that may seem like a strange risk to other people, but it's actually your knowing, your awareness, your clarity about what's in line with what you would like to see in your future and creating your future personally, business-wise, and everything else. Yeah.
That's interesting. What does it mean to you when, if I were to say, how do you evolve continuously? What does that mean? I know that our bodies change with every second. And I've read that who I am or who I was 3 minutes ago is different than what I am right now because energy changes. But how do you speak to continuous evolution, especially if there could be a fear of change and evolving?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people allow sometimes what we've defined as fear to direct us. But for me, fear is a halfway stop to excitement. Okay, so if I were not distracted by this fear, what would I be aware of? If I were not being distracted by fear or by boredom, what would I be aware of? What's beyond that, right? Because sometimes you've defined fear and it's actually excitement. Something's knocking on your door. You've shut the doors. You've locked the doors. No, I've got to follow this path. That is a chosen path, right?
Right.
And perhaps it's like God, the universe, Allah, Buddha, Shiva, you know, the angels, right. the trees, the birds.
Higher power source.
I gotta just tell you this. When there is a fly, a bug, right, flying around you, and you're with other people and the fly is not bothering them, right? Instead of being distracted and trying to get that fly, I'm like, okay, stop it. What is it that I'm not aware of? It's so simple, right? It sounds funny. But as soon as you do that, the fly stops, and maybe you see something that you didn't, you weren't willing to see before and look at.
All these little signs and signals. So these are all, you could look at it as a cue, as a sign from the universe, but you really have to be tuned in order to even recognize that. You said what you said about fear, and really it could be halfway to excitement. It's almost, it reminds me of how you could look at stress. Stress can be a negative if you look at it that way, but stress can actually be helpful in a way that gets you excited, motivated, moving through an activity, a presentation. So there is a lot of perspective around it.
Can I just say that I love you?
I love you too.
I just called to say I love you. I just called. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is what I was saying about fear, right? With stress, when you're feeling stress, if you have connected with you, you recognize you're feeling stress, because a lot of times we go forward,
right,
and not really acknowledging that we're stressed. And it took me years to utilize, just like you said, that's why I'm saying I love you, to utilize stress and say, wait a minute, I'm stressed. I can't even laugh. Put a joke in your wallet. Right. Something that has always made you laugh. Something that is always an image that is always, you know, like if you look at it and you don't laugh, or if you've looked at that image and you are not feeling better, you know, you're stressed, right? So choose something.
Right.
Right. That alleviates the stress for you. But also just the same question, ask, okay, I'm stressed. So what's going on that I'm actually, I've got walls or barriers or masks mm-hmm. or veils up that I'm not really willing to see here, right? So get into the breathing, right? Really.
Because you can shift yourself out of it as long as the momentum isn't too strong. So I always feel that if I go past a certain amount of seconds or even minutes into a stress or a negative emotion or vibration, sometimes the momentum is really strong that it's not just a matter of, I can look at something, a picture to make me happy. I might have to literally go and jump on my elliptical to really knock that feeling out. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes it might be, you know, I play tennis a lot, and at the tennis club on the field, they have a yoga teacher who works with sports people. You know what I mean? So it's not, you don't have to, or it might just be breathing. It might be sitting down for a cup of tea. It might be, we call it the tomato meetings. You know, if you've been sitting for more than a half hour on the computer, get up for 5 minutes and go in and walk around. So the really the way that you go beyond the stress is lots of different ways. And I've shared those also in the book that you can do that. But please also acknowledge, what is the stress
right.
trying to communicate to me, right? That if I weren't so focused on it, expanding my vision, I would notice. And one other thing I just want to say about that. When we are connected with ourselves, we get so much information mentally, physically, right? Sensations. Ask yourself this amazing question that we use in Access. Is this my stress?
Ooh.
Or am I picking it up from someone else?
That you just nailed something.
Boom. Right?
Because somebody else's energy and stress, it's almost like an auto-suggestion where it can impress upon you.
Absolutely. And it's a capacity. It's
yes.
a capacity, not a limitation. So when you ask the millisecond after you ask that, is this mine? Just see what shows up the millisecond if that stress has dissipated. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to deal with it. You don't have to take anti-stress pills or something like that if it's gone right. around. And please don't say, well, let me figure out why I thought it was mine. No.
No, no. If it's not yours.
Exactly.
That is such an important question. Is this my stress? I hope everybody listening and watching really uses that piece of advice that is key to shifting, to really helping. You mentioned your book. So let's talk a little bit about your book. Congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
You must
Thank
be really so excited.
I
and
am.
What do you want readers to take away from this book?
You know, the book is called, that's my second book. My first book was Seven Steps to Flawless Communication. So small. This is a bit bigger. And it's a how-to book.
Oh, I love it.
It's a how-to book, and it's basically looking at the various areas of our lives and inviting people to use some tools and some questions to see how to recognize what the riches, the wealth that they are. It's beyond definition. So the first chapter is about your relationship with yourself, you know, and how many of us, you know, have a judgmental relationship with ourselves.
Right.
You know? Trying to be something. The second chapter is about your body. You know, I got to tell you, my brother sent me a picture of me and my dad. I had never seen that body when I was in my early 20s. I had never seen that body. It looked a little too skinny, to be honest, but I had never seen that body before.
Right.
So I use a lot of the examples in my life and then provide some questions how people can ask themselves questions to get the answer. Nobody has the answer for you.
Right.
What we have are questions that invite you to discover what the truth for you is. So body relationships on the third chapter, fourth, is about money. You know, millionaires, billionaires sometimes have difficulty with money.
When you have difficulties, whether you have money or you don't have money, you have a lot of money, it's where does that all stem from? That's something inside, something you picked up, a belief along the way.
Exactly. And that's that, who does that belong to? Great question.
Right.
Did I say that already? Okay.
I mean, I think that question probably could be asked for so many ways we look at this world or we experience. And then you say, is this really my experience, or am I just getting some energy from somebody else?
Absolutely. It's 98% of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions are what we're picking up from other people, really. And so when we, you know, the fifth chapter is about business and what are the riches in business that you have not necessarily recognized? And what are some of the questions you can ask so that you can make the choices in those different areas of your life? And then the very small last chapter is about living life with a purpose or living life purposefully, you know? And so it's just about being the grace and the elegance of wealth and dancing with the riches of your life.
Oh, that's so nice. I just got a chill when you said that. And I bet throughout what's weaved is this intersection, unity, and strength of the choice and the change so that you do stay on the right path, because it's all about you.
Absolutely. In fact, the subtitle of the book is Dancing with Riches, In Step with the Energy of Change.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Is the book out now?
It is out in English. Okay. It first came out 2 years ago in French. It's out in English. It's on Amazon. It's also on Schiffer Publishing, which is based in Pennsylvania, and also in the UK it's out. And it's just about to come out in Spanish as well. Hola, hola.
Congratulations. I'm going to pick up a copy of your book. Absolutely. And I hope everybody does. So, just stepping back, when you started, did you know you were going to be an author? I know this is your second book, but even for your first book, did you at any point in your career say, I'm going to be an author? Or did this opportunity change choice just happen?
Thank you for asking that. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and I didn't remember this until my second book, that I had said, I would really love to be a teacher and a writer. Right. And then years after becoming a coach, I was like, wait a minute, coach, teacher, workshop director. I'm a teacher. It's what I had asked for. And I'm on my second book. I guess I am a writer.
Yes.
Right. And also I've contributed chapters to about five other books. So, yeah. So, you know, one of the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, amazing guy. He said to me, the way you communicate, Gas, with other people around the world, globally. It's not international, it's global. And you really need to communicate that to people. And I said, well, is it different? And a lot of times we think that something that's so natural for us is obvious and it's not a talent and ability. And please know that there is nobody that does you better than you and the same way you do you. Right. So there, what is your unique brand of magic that if you're willing to acknowledge it, you can share it with the world and you can invite others to say, wow, I do something everyone else does, but I do it a little bit different.
A little different.
Boom. Boom.
Right. Yeah. I think we forget that. Every professional in every industry. I've had clients say to me, those who I want to get their thought leadership out there through the media, and this comes up in training, well, I'm not going to talk about that because five other people, they talk about things like that, but nobody is you. Nobody has your unique perspective, experience, who you are. And you just spoke to that. It is so true.
And when we're talking about what's in line with your vibration, it's almost tears coming in my eye, but I have a little mascara on, so I don't want to. When you say that and the chills, because the way it's so obvious to other people what's magical about us. That's why I was saying that. The way you respond and the questions you ask, it's just so delightful. It's so in line with my vibration. But for you, it's normal, right? It's normal for you, but it is not normal. It's golden. It's golden. And it might not be for everyone. But when you're willing to acknowledge it about yourself, who shows up in your life, who shows up in your life, they're able to see you because you are actually in line with who you are. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a really strong energy alignment. Whatever you're tuned into, whatever, say, whatever feeling vibration you have, that's what you attract. And some of the greatest relationships, collaborations, partnerships come out of that. And you also learn a lot more about yourself as well. I know that I could talk to you for hours, Cass Thomas. Oh, my goodness. I do want to ask you just a quick question, because day to day, no matter how much we're in tune with ourselves and we try to keep our vibrations up and making the right choices to get to the change, there is stress and we have to also stay motivated. So maybe you could speak a little bit to what motivates you, what keeps you stress-free, how you operate on a daily basis to help others.
Right. Well, you know, we are human beings. So we have 360 degrees, right? So it's not that you have to keep your vibration up or you cannot be stressed, right? You have that. That's a capacity also, you know what I mean? To acknowledge it, right? And so what is it that you can do for you each and every day, you know, that will allow you to really enjoy even a stressful moment? You know what I mean? Because when you're connected with you, you recognize, oops, I'm a bit stressed. There's something that's coming into your awareness. And if you're not resisting stress, you know what I mean? Trying to block out stress, because that is
blocking, it makes it worse, right?
Exactly. And it will pass. It will absolutely pass. So the gift that we can be to ourselves is to know that not every day is the same. Like you said in the beginning, that's what I already said. I loved you. I'm not going to say it again. Don't try to make me say it again. Not every day is the same. So you're willing to see what the gift of that day can be. And I will get the question when you wake up in the morning that I love to ask. Hey, so who am I today? And what grand and glorious adventures will I have? You know, and if you're willing to ask that question when you wake up in the morning, right? You watch, please watch how the day goes by different. It's not a checklist. Watch how the day goes by in a different way.
I've never heard that question in the morning. I think it's fabulous. And I'm going to do that. Who am I today?
Yeah. And just wait a moment after you ask it, who am I today? It won't be, I don't know about you, the universe, God never sends me a letter with the answer. Not yet.
Up until now.
I'll check my mailbox when we hang up. But just see what the information is, what the vibe is that comes into you. Who am I today?
Different. You sort of translate something.
You
translate a vibration. Something comes to you, whether it's in your own voice or somewhere. I'm going to be looking for that.
Absolutely. And what?
Hope it's not the fly.
Right? Exactly. The fly doesn't have to bug you.
Right. Exactly.
And in business, sometimes we're in, you know, conflict with employees, with bosses, with whatever that may be, colleagues. And it's like, just take a moment. Breathe in, breathe out, count to 10, and see what different perspective you can actually see it from. A lot of times we're taking people's, you know, comments or as judgments or whatever, but it just might be something going on in their life.
Right.
Something going on in their world. And it might have nothing to do with you. you know?
So that's that book that I read when I was 22 or 23 years old called The Four Agreements. I don't know if you've ever heard of that book, but one of those agreements is that, you know, that don't take it personal. It's not about you. It's a best-selling book. That stuck with me because that was many, many moons ago. Okay.
I have some books that I love too that just have been, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's amazing.
They stick with you. It's awesome. Well, name one book and then we have to get to the parting advice. Name one book that you love that's stuck with you, maybe.
Okay. Can I name two?
Sure, sure.
All right. One is called The Place. When we're talking about personal, it's called The Place.
Okay.
It's by Gary Douglas. And it's a small book, but every line is a world. And it just gives you a perspective on what your life, your journey, and what you thought you were doing wrong that actually led you to something else. Yeah. And it's great. It's wonderful. And another one is called Being You, Changing the World by Dr. Thane here. Being You, Changing the World. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into both of those as well as your book, Dancing with Riches. And now it's time for you to give some parting. You've given so much advice, but just some parting advice, words of wisdom that everybody out there listening and watching can take with them and remember you.
All right. Well, one of my tagline about communication with yourself and others in the world is that there's so much more that unites us than that separates us. Okay. And please know, as I said before, there is no one that does you better than you. So even if you have a way of being really cranky, what is it that your particular brand of magic can contribute to the world? What are you aware of? Yeah. So being cranky sometimes is that someone's lying to you or something's gone off, you know? So just know that there's no way of getting you wrong. Mm. So I always invite people to write down, what have you been accused of being too much of or too little of, right?
Right.
And then go back to that sheet and put on the next, the column beside that. What's the gift in that? What's the talent in that? What's the ability in that, that perhaps nobody has ever acknowledged and neither have I?
And this is true appreciation of each and every part of what makes up you and acceptance.
And that's the riches of you, mm-hmm. your
that's,
life.
Certainly is.
And the Dancing with Riches, the tune might change, the dance floor might change, the partner might change, but the dance is always yours. So really recognizing what the riches are in your life so that you'll always be in rhythm with you.
Well, my goosebumps have goosebumps. Thank you so much for that advice. That was awesome. And last question, this is so easy. Where can people find out more about you, your work, and your books?
Well, you can call Deirdre now because I'm not sure where I go. She doesn't answer you.
everywhere to find everything.
You can always look on CassThomas.com. And they have the dancingwithriches.us, right? Or .com. I love this. The number 3steps.us, which I've been playing with a while. Yeah. So yeah, those are the places. And 7, the number 7steps.us. So you can find me, you know, all of that you can reach on CassThomas.com though. Yeah.
Excellent. And we'll make sure all these resources are on the Women Worldwide show notes page.
yes. And all of my social, the art of being Cass, because there's nobody that has the art of being you like you.
That's so true, Cass. Thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing the importance of the choices, the change, and just how nobody can be you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you to all of you for tuning in today. And you know what I always say, please keep the feedback coming and the conversations going, you know how to find me. I'm at Dee Breckenridge on Twitter. And of course, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn as well. Okay, friends, until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.